I know what you guys are thinking. Staria, when are you going to stop coming and going and just commit to Society Says and just do what you wanted to from the beginning? Why do you keep leaving? I know I've been coming and going from this platform and I haven't been consistent at all. And it's just because I have been going through my own trials in life, and some of the biggest trials that I've gone through have been in the past 2 years. And that's exactly what I'm here to talk about today. This last time that I left, I actually left social media altogether just to get a break, to be more present with myself. My brain was just starting to feel very foggy and confused and very cluttered. And I felt like I just needed to step away from social media to just be with myself, let my thoughts do whatever they needed to without the pressure of society, without the pressure of the people I follow and the people who follow me, and just do what I feel like I needed to get some clarity. And let me tell you, it was exactly what I needed. Since coming back, the first thing I want to say to those of you who are listening is, be the person you want to be, not the person you feel like you need to be. Some of you may remember that a year ago I fell into a dark depression because of the birth control that I was on at the time. And with every passing month, it was just getting worse and worse, and I was becoming very unrecognizable to who I was. And even though I was able to figure out what was happening and I was able to get off birth control and get back to my normal state of mind, that really was where all of this confusion started, where I just didn't know who I was anymore. And it wasn't completely the fault of my depression. Like it stemmed from something else. And that's where I had myself questioning where this all came from. Because I believe that the depression I went through just kind of brought all of it out. But I think that it started before that. So it got me thinking, when was the last time that I felt like I was myself? When was the last time that I was that person that I was proud of and I was excited for where I was headed and who I was becoming? Because even though my depression ended and I felt like my energy was back, like instantly once I got off birth control, I still felt lost. And this past summer, it got to a point where I was looking in the mirror and the person looking back at me, I had no idea who that was. And I just found myself sad every single day and crying way more than I usually do because I'm just so upset over the fact that I don't recognize myself anymore. Some of you have gone through this. Some of you have experienced not knowing who you are. And it's a very scary thing to not know who you are, to look at yourself in the mirror and to literally not be able to explain who that person is, to not be able to recall knowing this person who's right there. Maybe they're familiar because the person you used to be, the person you used to know really well, they have the same face, but you know that the person staring back at you in that moment is not that same person that you were before. And yes, as humans, we grow, we change, but some of us experience this where it's not just that we grew and changed, something happened. We lost ourselves. So I had to think back, when did this all start? Even if it was slight, when did it all start? When was the last time that I was proud of who I was? And the reason that it meant so much to me to find who I was before again, to bring that girl back, is because before I had a gift where I could connect with people, even strangers, on such a deep level. I knew it was my gift. I loved public speaking. I was very good at touching the hearts of other people. Before, I wasn't afraid of being vulnerable. I knew exactly when to be vulnerable in the perfect moments. I believe that it was my gift to be able to do that, to be able to connect with people, be vulnerable with them. Even strangers, they would find that they would be sharing very intimate stories with me that they don't really share with people very often. And they would stop themselves and be like, wow, I don't really know why I just told you all of this. I just met you. And in the back of my head, I'm like, well, I know why you're telling me. It's because I know that this is one of my gifts. I really believe that all of us have a gift or multiple gifts that we have when we come to this earth, no matter what you believe in, whatever higher power or religion that you believe in. I really think that we all just have gifts that over time we discover about ourselves, that we just were born with. And over time, you start to realize those gifts, that you just kind of have a natural instinct with those things. And I think mine is connecting with people on a deeper level, even if I have no idea who they are. And another thing about who I was before is that I was so mentally strong. I went through some crappy stuff in my childhood, and I always fought through like a warrior. I definitely had bad days. I had days where I'd break down and have just really crappy days. But I was so impressed with who I was before because I was so mentally strong. I was a fighter. I did not give up, and I was so strong. And I miss that. And it seems like lately I've been so mentally weak, and I just cry all the time and I let things get to me, and it's just been very concerning. So there's many reasons why I've been wanting to find that person again, because that is the person I was proud to be, and I was so excited for my future and who I was becoming. Obviously, I still had so much room to grow and so many things that I needed to work on. You know, we all do. But I knew that I was in a really good place, a good starting place for where I was going to, you know, what I was going to develop into. I was so excited for that. So I had to think back, when was the last time that I was that person? And the last time I was that person was when I was living in Thailand. And when I came back home, March of 2019, that is where things started to change, because I made one decision in my life that changed everything. I decided to start being active on social media. Before that, I could have cared less about social media. I, believe it or not, I was that person that posted like 2, maybe 3 times a month, just randomly posted a picture just to like update people with where I was and what I was doing. But I didn't really care about social media. I kind of focused on YouTube a little bit because I was traveling at the time and I thought it was fun to do YouTube and to post, you know, travel vlogs. But I really didn't care about Instagram or anything else. So weird to think about that was only like 2 years ago that I did not care. Well, actually, oh my gosh, it's almost been like 3 years. Whoa, time flies. But the point is, that was the last time that I was proud of who I was, and I felt like I was that person. I was that fighter. I was that person who can connect with people in such special ways. And it was all because I chose to dive into social media. I came back from Thailand, and that's when I went out and bought a really nice camera, and I bought a gimbal, and I decided I was going to get into videography, and I wanted to see if I could, you know, make something of it. And obviously, I dived headfirst into social media. I posted all of my projects and just really went for it. And I, you know, a lot of people enjoyed it, and I just kept going. And, you know, over the past 3 years, social media has just grown so much. It's blown up. It's just a huge thing now. And so obviously I went along with it. The problem is that over these years of being active on social media, it got to the point where I allowed it to consume me. My life revolved around content and being perfect with this, because I just thought it was the key to building my own business. I thought it was the key to success. I was obsessed. All I cared about was a social media presence. And, you know, I constantly told myself that the world is, it's a technology world. Like, we have it, social media is so big. Like, this is the time of social media. Like, everything happens on social media. I have to stay up to date. There's no breaks, no breathing, no caring about myself. And that's exactly what I did, is that I did not care about myself, and I did not think about myself. I did not give myself the time of day. I only cared about social media and content, especially since I was trying to become a content creator. And through all of this, since I left myself behind, that means I left that girl behind that I used to be. That girl that, honestly, I respected. I was proud of that person. But she said, adios, I'm not going to be a part of this. You just forgot about me, so why stick around? And that's why for the past year, I've been feeling so empty. Because a part of me is. Who I am just left. Because I forgot about it. I forgot about her. I forgot about that person inside of me. I didn't take care of myself. I just cared about work. I became a workaholic. And so who I am disappeared. And that's why I was feeling so confused all the time, scatterbrained, like my head was all foggy. It's because I wasn't myself. I was just turning into a social media robot. Now, don't get me wrong. I think social media is great. I think it's a great tool. You know, if you want to build a business, if you want to be an influencer, whatever your goals are, I think it's great. Even if it's just personal, it's just kind of like a journal for you to document, I think social media is great. But I think it can get out of hand. And I think we need to pay attention to that. So that's why I stepped away. When I realized that it was social media that got me to this point, I knew I had to step away. And I was nervous. It was very difficult for me to step away. I've thought about stepping away so many times in the past year, but I never did it because I was like, no, I've worked so hard to get to where I am, and just my followers are going to plummet, and my everything I worked for is just going to crumble. And then I stopped myself and I was like, okay, that does not matter. First off, like, my taking care of myself is what matters, not numbers on social media. And second, I've been working my butt off, and honestly, like, not much has happened on social media, so maybe I need to take a break. Like, it's clearly, like, I'm just, this isn't for me, or I'm just doing something wrong, or maybe the world has noticed that I'm not being myself on social media. Maybe they've noticed that I've just turned into a social media robot. And I'm so glad I stepped away. Oh my gosh. My head is so clear now. I feel so at peace. I feel like I'm recognizing myself again. The other day I was editing one of my daily vlogs, and I was editing a little talking segment that I was doing, and I just sat back and I looked at myself as I was talking. And I was just in awe because that girl is back. You can just see this energy in me. You can see this brightness. And I was so happy. Like, literally, oh, I can't even explain the relief when I was watching that. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm coming back. And you know why? I know exactly why this happened. I know exactly why it was all of a sudden just bam. I was coming back. It's because a couple nights before that, I had a really tough conversation with Angel. If you guys don't know Angel, he's my husband. And I was explaining to him that I just feel unhappy with who I am and where I'm going with my life. And I don't understand what my purpose is. And it's very important to me that I understand what my purpose is, or at least just a little bit, so that I can start to go in that direction. And so we had a conversation that was really hard for me, and he was asking me very difficult questions. And one of those questions was, he asked me, he gave me different scenarios, like, in 5 years, would I want to be doing this and this and this, or this and this and this? And one of those things was, do you, like, when you see the future, if you're not creating content and you're just, you know, we're living together, we're starting a family, and you're just focusing on Society Says and building that up to be an organization, how do you feel? And I started to cry because I just realized that that's what I want. I don't want to build up a film business. I think I just thought that that was what I had to do because it was the quote-unquote adult thing to do, because it would be a super good way to bring in money. You know, being a videographer, it pays well, you know, it pays really well. And that would be super good to support our family in the future. And it's just the mature thing to do. And, you know, building up an organization, it's not going to bring in that much money. And I don't even know if it will even work out. It's definitely a gamble. Like, building up a business, I feel like it's hard, but it's more likely than building up an organization, in my opinion, anyway. Maybe I'm wrong. But I also cried too because I have branded myself as a content creator for 2 years now. And it made me sad because it's kind of coming to an end. But then I talked it through with Angel and I was like, you know what? It's not necessarily coming to an end because I'm going to continue to create content, but it's all just going to mainly be for Society Says. I'll still do commissioned work here and there for videos and photos and whatnot, just because, you know, it's kind of a fun little side hustle. But ultimately, I don't want to build up a film business because it really just sucks the fun out of content creation when people are bossing you around and trying to tell you their vision. And it's really hard to replicate people's visions, you know, when you can't actually see what they're talking about and it's just in their head. And that just kind of sucks because I started creating content because I love it and I know I'm good at it and I just have a passion for it. But when I start doing it for money, it's just not fun anymore. Like literally, whenever I do it for money, I have zero interest in getting the work done. And it's because it just sucks all the fun out of it. When I was 8 years old, I knew what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wanted to be a surgeon because I just wanted to help people. That's all I cared about, was just helping people. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to be a surgeon. And I was committed to that all the way up until high school when I realized I hated school and I just could not do it. And so then I almost enlisted in the army. but then I stopped myself because my gut was just telling me that that was not my path. So then I didn't really know what I wanted to do because I knew I wanted to help people, but I was like, well, dang, I can't do school for that long. Like, I just can't. I barely finished high school. I was just so over it. And so I can't be a doctor. And then with the army, like, it just didn't feel like it was right for me. And so I didn't do that. And so then I was lost. I was like, I don't really know what I'm supposed to be doing. How can I help people if, like, I don't feel like I can go to school? If I just didn't feel like that was my path there. I think Society Says is my way of helping people. Through Society Says, I have so many ideas of how to help people, and I'm so beyond excited. And that night that I was talking to Angel, I kind of felt dumb because I was like, you know, how did I not realize this sooner that Society Says is the thing that's going to allow me to help people? It literally is taking my gift of being able to connect with people on a deeper level and in a unique way, and literally turning it into an organization so that I can help a bigger audience of people. Like, how did I not see this sooner? Like I said, my head has just been so scattered and just so confused for the past couple years. And so I think that's why I didn't see it sooner. But that is why I'm at peace now. It was literally right under my nose. And I'm so excited to get back into this. I have so many plans for Society Says, both in the near future and way far out. Just remember this. Don't ever chase after something because you feel like you have to, because you feel the pressure from the world. Life is way too short to be spending your time doing something you could care less about. To be spending your time doing something that you feel like is for the world rather than for yourself. If you announce that you're going to go do something and then you change your mind, that's okay. It's your life. Who cares what other people are going to think? If you've been in a career now for 40 years and you decide that you want to change it up, go change it if that's what's going to make you happy. We as humans, we grow and change every single day. So we are bound to want to change what we're doing in our life a couple of times. It's normal. And not everyone's going to support it. A lot of people are going to judge, especially people who truly love you. They're going to be scared of the change. A lot of us don't like change. We just want things to stay the same. But just do what you feel like you need to do to live your life the way that you want to. So from here on out, I'm going to be building Society Says into an organization. And I say that out loud because it will happen. And I hope you stick around to see the beautiful process.